News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, as the weather is absolutely gorgeous in Ireland, it may have crossed the threshold into melting across the rest of Europe, because more than 350 French towns have recorded their highest ever temperatures for May, as France, Europe and the UK set national heat records amid an extreme early summer heat event that is seeing parts of Spain go north of 40 degrees predicted by the end of the week. Elaine Cobb is with us, Paris-based correspondent. Elaine, I assume you have every window open.
Well, yes, I've had them open all night in order to keep it cool. And so now it's a case of how far down will the shutters go and still get some light. So, yes, very much in heat avoidance mode.
And what are we seeing in terms of temperatures across French towns and cities?
Well, we had highs of 36 yesterday in the southwest. Today, we're expecting 35 to 36 in the southwest again, but also in Paris and Lyon in the east. And Brittany will see 35 degrees in several places. Brittany, for anyone who travels, will know it's a bit like Ireland. You go for the gorgeous landscapes and the Celtic culture. You do not go for the sunshine, but it's going to be hotter than places in the southwest like Toulouse inland.
And I believe the National Weather Agency is warning it as an early, remarkable and lasting heat wave.
Yes. And that's kind of worrying because, you know, in 2022, the hottest year on record, there was an early heat wave and there were four heat waves in many places. So people are going, OK, it's only the start. And already seven people have died in heat related incidents, at least five of them, according to the government, during sporting competitions, because they just didn't realise how hot they were going to be, and hyperthermia set in. One woman was just 28 years old and she died.
How well equipped is France for these kind of temperatures? Because there are places in the world, particularly if you look at the southern United States, where it gets extraordinarily hot, but almost every home has air conditioning. I wouldn't say every home in France has air conditioning.
No, not at all. It's very rare because you wouldn't have it in older buildings. In towns and cities like Paris, Lyon, Bordeaux, there are rules about what you can have on the facade. So you can't just slap up an ugly air conditioner. And then even as new bills started to put them in the 2000s, the government decided that air conditioning used way too much energy and banned it in new builds. So, for example, I'm in a new building. It's now 12 years old. So it was built the year before they insisted everyone get solar panels on the roof. So we don't have them. Otherwise, all new builds must. And the year after, they banned air conditioning. So we don't have air conditioning. So we fall between both. So, yes, people are still learning the whole keep the shutters down in the day and open the windows at night thing.
Well, Elaine, we wish you luck suffering through it. Elaine Cobb, Paris-based correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.